there is a huge wealth disparity taking place in the city. So what do you think of the changes affecting the city, and what would you do differently about them, particularly along the lines of the affordability crisis?
Yeah, that is a big problem, and the gap is getting bigger between the haves and have-nots, and even the middle class, the gap is getting bigger between the middle class and those who can really afford to live here, to be the upper middle class. I saw an article that said you need $220,000 to raise a family of four as an income. Well, that's, you're not going to have a teacher do that, you're not going to have a fireman, policeman do that. We need to fix that. And to fix that, you need government to step in and say, okay, developers, we can't be developing just high rises for the ultra wealthy. We have to have better affordable housing.
Right now, as a result of real estate tax income and other factors, the San Francisco city budget is nearing $9 billion a year. That is about $2 billion higher than it was when Mayor Lee took office, and it's changed a lot of things. Mayor Lee said he wants to add more police officers. What would you do with extra money in your city budget?
Well, I would start with the homeless. I mean, the way we handle homeless right now is not correct, to be polite. First of all, you have to have a scorecard to know who the players are. And so I would have a report on every single homeless person, find out what their needs are, what build a solution for all that, and then have a budget for each person so we can fund that to get them off the street.
Well, I can actually see some ties between what you're proposing there with mental health, at least in education, for example, because for students who have special needs, there are individualized education plans that are made for each individual kid to make sure that if they have struggles, that those struggles are addressed directly, not for the general population, but for them individually. And so you're proposing something like that, where there's kind of an individualized homeless assessment plan for everybody who's on the streets.
Everybody. And the way you do that is you hire more social workers to go out and meet those people where they are. You can't expect them to come to the center, the new center that just was
the
built,
Navigation Center.
The Navigation Center. That's a great thing. I think, you know, there probably should be 20 of them. But you can't expect the person living under the freeway to, one, know about it, and two, be able to get there, and three, figure out how to navigate the system. You need to go to the homeless person. I don't want the police handling the homeless unless they are violent. They are not criminals. They have a condition, and we need to fix that condition. And the police are not social workers. They're police, and they need to handle those situations that police handle.
That's Kent Graham. He's running for mayor of San Francisco. I wanted to talk about a couple more platform points that you have that are maybe a little more radical even. One is that you're interested in legalizing marijuana. Can you tell me why?
Well, it's been working in a number of other states that marijuana is not the hard drug that everybody thought it was in the 50s and 60s. Best way to deal with that particular issue, I think, is to legalize it and tax it. You want some more money for the budget? Tax the hell out of it. The most egregious is throwing people in jail for marijuana, and I don't think that that should be the solution to anything.
Another statement that you've made is that you would like to legalize prostitution.
I would like to legalize it and control it. One of my main issues there is that there is slavery right here in San Francisco, and that is just abhorrible to me. All those young girls from Thailand or wherever they're coming from put up, and they have no resources, no recourse. We treat them like criminals because we arrest them as prostitutes, and really they're just kids, they're babies. So what I would like to see is brothels that are set up so that the prostitutes can be clean and healthy, and the Johns can go there and not have to sneaking around and doing everything backhanded, and, you know, pay them a decent wage and make sure that everything is on the up and up.
The one other idea that really struck me in your platform points is the idea of campaign reform. Could you tell me what ideas you have around that? Because you broke it down at the federal, state, and local level.
Well, my major point is that there's just too much money being wasted on campaigning, and we could use that money for a lot of other things. You know, you put that money towards curing cancer, we'd have it done in a year. My main issue is to shorten the time that voters have to be bombarded with all the paper and the TV ads and all that, because, first of all, most of it's negative anyway, and you don't learn a lot. But if you cut the time period down, and the PACs would have less time to work on funding all these different levels of politicians. I'm not high on politicians to start with, which is why I bill myself as a manager and not a politician.
And that fits along the lines of your campaign, essentially, because honestly, like, you were kind of hard to reach, and I haven't seen a lot of campaign literature about you. So are you basically practicing in this campaign for mayor while you're preaching about the way in which campaigns should be run?
Pretty much. I'm receiving very little funds. I have a few friends and doctors who've paid into my account, but that barely covers the cost of the flyers I'm putting up and like that. I'm going out and meeting people in every district, shaking hands, handing out my cards, seeing if I can put a flyer in the store window. And I didn't really start doing that until a month ago.
But doesn't that make you less competitive as a candidate?
It does. And, you know, so be it. I mean, if I can get some people to adopt my ideas, I'm equally as happy with that. Well, maybe not equally as happy, but I'm happy with that.